Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. Des Moines Computer Repair.com.
Busy day here at the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us. Appreciate your attention to all this business news. We like doing this because we call ourselves Non-Toxic Talk Radio. And why are we that? Well, we're that because we don't do politics necessarily. We just talk about business, and we love doing that. With us in studio is Chris Verlinga, and he's from Wellmark, where he works as the sponsorship manager for Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield. Chris has been with Wellmark since 2005, and we're going to visit a little bit about his work there and something called the Grand Blue Mile that kicks off in about 12 days. Welcome to the Business News Hour.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So, Chris, tell us what is a sponsorship manager? Let me guess.
Okay.
Let me guess.
Sounds
before
good.
You. I bet you guys get hit up all the time to sponsor things.
We do.
And I'll bet you they have to have somebody manage that.
You're pretty close. I think you got it right on the nose. That's a great description. Really, it's a way that we can sort of liaise with our communities. We're a two-state company, Iowa and South Dakota, and have been in the communities for more than 75 years now. So a huge part of that is how we give back and how we engage the community. And the big focus of that, obviously, being a health insurance company, is how we get folks thinking toward encouraging health and wellness at home with their own families, with their businesses, if they're an employer customer of ours. So a lot of the work that we do from a sponsorship perspective deals with health and wellness. Some of that is physical fitness, like what we're here to talk about today with the Grand Blue Mile. And some of that is kind of total body well-being, nutrition, all these kind of aspects of fitness and wellness. So it's been a great job. It's really rewarding to see the impact that we've made in our two states. And just the growth of this event alone over the past 7 years, I think really speaks volumes to the good work that we've been able to do in the community. So I'm fortunate to be a part of it.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that that it's interesting, I think, is how brands follow consumer thought processes about whatever the company is. And for generations, mm-hmm. Blue Cross Blue Shield has had this really positive brand. What do you attribute that to?
I think there's a lot of trust in the cross and shield symbols. So when people see that, I think you know that there's a certain expectation of quality, of customer service. There's a lot of people that would probably come on your show and say, we're a customer-focused business, or we put members first. I can say, quite honestly, after working in Wellmark for a decade, that we truly do that. Even when the doors are closed and the microphone's off, we're talking about how to make life better for our members and how to move Iowans and South Dakotans toward a future of better health. So the fact that we're having the right dialogue, that we're building the company the right way to be sustainable with our members top of mind, I think that probably attributes to that. I think there's just a lot of kind of implicit trust. When you see that sign and you see those symbols, we're gonna have your back. We're gonna take care of you.
Chris Verlinga, ladies and gentlemen, he's with us. We're talking about Wellmark at this point, and we're gonna pivot and talk a little bit about, they're going to really be crowding our style here in about 12 days. Just outside the studio is where everybody gathers. And I remember last year, of course, we went out there and there was just tons of people there. And it's all about the Grand Blue Mile. Talk to us a little bit about why Wellmark has decided to be the sponsor for this event.
Absolutely. Well, it was sort of a we birthed the event, I guess, kind of in collaboration with the Drake Relays, and obviously what a great kind of stalwart they've been in the community for the past 100+ years. And we got together, and it wasn't really a traditional sponsorship discussion. It was kind of a, what can we do to help better this community? We've got this great track event that brings thousands upon thousands of people to Des Moines locally. It really showcases the kind of the best of our city. But how can we help contribute in a really meaningful way besides just putting a sign up in a stadium?
Yeah, really.
And when we got kind of thinking about it, we realized there's really no participatory experience with the relays. You buy your ticket, you go, you sit in the stands, and you watch everybody else get fit, right? All these people are running around the track, but there's no way to really experience that yourself. So we wanted to create something where people could come, take part, really own a piece of the Drake Relays for themselves. But more importantly than that, we realized there's so many 5Ks, there's so many 10Ks, marathons, half marathons. we wanted to fill that niche for the person that's just thinking about getting fit, getting off the couch. Sometimes, a 10K, a triathlon, a half marathon seems a little bit unattainable,
people, yeah.
Right? And so what's great about this event and the reason that it's such a perfect fit for us and for the city and kind of our community, it really does have something for everybody. If you're just getting fit, you can come walk this event. Our recreational wave is by far the biggest. It's over 2,000 people in size. And we have families that come out and walk it with strollers, and sometimes bring pets. We have folks all the way up to our elite invitational championship men that you'll see on the track at Rio this summer that are going to run that thing in less than 4 minutes. So it's incredible to me kind of the range of participants that we attract. But I really do attribute that to the fact that this event has something for everybody, and you can make it your own.
And what a cool branding opportunity for Wellmark. I mean, see what you did there? Grand, blue.
That, I got to say, I was little bit on the naming convention side. I'm going to raise my hand and take a little bit of credit for that. When we actually started talking about this event, we were still in the Ruan building. That's where we were headquartered. Sure. We knew at that point, and we had announced that we were going to stay in downtown Des Moines. It's really important for our company to be in downtown Des Moines. And we knew that we were going to be right here at 1331 Grand Ave. So as we started thinking about the future of that event, we said, you know what? We're going to have that thing, end right in front of our doorstep, kind of a literal physical epicenter of wellness. And that's what we wanted to create. And I think we did that, to the tune of 5,000 strong, having that many people come
that's
by. And
amazing, isn't
and
it?
See it. Yeah,
I know they crowd out here in front of the studio in about 12 days. Speaking of Wellmark, that is a beautiful building that has been put up, and you can almost soon will be able to walk right next door and get a slushie.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? But what a cool time to be kind of around the revitalization of the Western Gateway. You guys have had a front row seat the entire way. We've been there since 2010. But it's incredible to me the commitment that all these businesses have shown to downtown Des Moines and growing and enhancing the community. And I think it's just a quality of life thing, especially for the worker here. You can take a walk around the sculpture garden. Yeah, you can go next door and see Come and Go's headquarters, which is coming up beautifully. And we're really proud of our facility, too. It's built sustainably. It's when it was built, it was the largest single site LEED Platinum certified facility in the world. So we did it the right way and made it sustainable. So really forward thinking, and I'm just I think we're really proud of it and proud to be a part of the downtown fabric.
There's so much that goes on down here, so much now. And I remember when I moved here in 1979, it was a ghost town. At 5 o'clock, forget about it.
Right.
There was weeds growing in the cracks of the city. I mean, it was horrible. And I'm thinking to myself, I moved here, and this is the capital of Iowa. What have I done?
Right.
But you spend a little bit of time and wait a while, and things do improve. But congratulations on a beautiful LEED Platinum building. That was an amazing accomplishment at the same time. It is called the Grand Blue Mile, and Chris Verlenja is in studio with us today, and we're talking about his role as the sponsorship manager for Wellmark. How many folks hit you guys up on a regular basis to say, hey, can you sponsor this?
We have great relationships with our communities. Like I said before, we've been in our two states for more than 75 years, so the relationships are deep. We kind of take a little bit of a different approach than most big businesses. Rather than sort of a traditional charitable contributions model where we say, come to us, ask one person for a dollar, and then we'll see if it's in the budget or not. We fund a program called Blues Caregiving, which is our employee philanthropy campaign, and basically makes a pool of dollars available to each and every individual employee to give to the 501c3s of their choosing, either through matching gifts contributions, so gifts of resources, or gifts of time. So for every 8 hours that our team volunteers in the community, we make sort of a volunteer recognition contribution to that employee's chosen 501c3. So it really has become the way that
really
we support.
So it really ingrains the whole idea of giving back to the community throughout the business.
Yeah, we kind of consider it almost a benefit of employment. We talk about it during new employee orientation, and we have articles continuously run on our intranet, and we're talking about it in the building, and we do a great job leading by example. Our executives are on board with this, and our management team really embraces this. And I mean, this is a program where we've given back over 40,000 hours of volunteerism annually. It's really incredible to see what the impact of that is exponentially greater than what we'd be able to do financially, you know, one sure. gift at a time.
Absolutely. Christopher Lunge, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Wellmark, and the Grand Blue Mile kicks off in about 12 days right outside of our studio. We won't be able to get in and out for about an hour and a half. That's okay, because there's all kinds of cool people that we get to talk to while they're all gathering out there. You mentioned something, and I wanted – you may not be the right guy to ask this question,
okay.
but I'm going to ask the question
sure.
anyway, because I'm a nosy sort of guy. You talked about employees and employee retention – not retention, but when you have employee what is it called?
Engagement, philanthropy.
No, you know, when you sit down and you're doing the employee
– new employee orientation.
Thank you. Orientation. Sure. It's the O word.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's it.
That's it.
All right. So you're doing – is Wellmark – running into what other businesses are running into, big, small, large, medium, trying to find enough people? Are you guys in that space too?
I think we've been in really good form, honestly. You know, we have pretty specific needs. Our information technology kind of business unit continues to grow as we kind of pivot and meet these emerging
sure.
demands that, you know, some of this these regulations have created and respond proactively to those. So there's areas of the company that are kind of booming, but I would say it's probably no different than any employer in downtown Des Moines. We have a great internship program, and we're, as evidenced by Kaylin's studio with us here today. So we're always looking for that next generation of talent, really pride ourselves on having a great formal professional internship program that hopefully kind of continues to build and backfill that employee base. Because you always got to be ahead of that curve. You never want to be behind it and find yourself in a position where you have, you know, more positions and less qualified candidates. But to this point, we've been really fortunate. We got a great staff, about 1,800 to 2,000 here in our Des Moines office. So, and a couple more in Cedar Rapids and in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and 2,000 strong.
Do people register for the Grand Blue Mile? I got to get that out before we.
Yeah, yes.
We've been talking about all this.
Absolutely. Yeah. www.grandbluemile.com is going to be your best resource to register. We're taking online registrations actually up until the event shoots the gun. We start at 6 p.m. on April 26th. So go on to grandbluemile.com right now and register. It's $25 for adults, $15 for youth. The great part about that event is that all of those proceeds go back to help support growing, enhancing the Drake Relays, and then also to Iowa Kids Strong Youth Fitness Initiative. So you can feel really good about your registration.
Christopher Lunge, ladies and gentlemen, good stuff. Thanks, Chris, for coming in
talking
about this.
Thank you for having us.
We got to go. We're out of time. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.